Sounds of then, Ganga Jang, you're on Triple M with Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, delivering a future made in Australia. The PM was in Gladstone yesterday supporting two major mineral projects. He joins us now, the Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese. Good morning.
Good morning. And what a perfect song to lead into talking about a future made in Australia. We need to make more things here. And yesterday, I was there at Alpha HPA there in Gladstone. We announced $400 million in new loans for the company to now allow a massive expansion. It will be the world's largest processor of high-purity alumina. And that's something that goes into things like LED lighting, it goes into semiconductors, it goes into lithium-ion batteries. It is a really high-value product that they can produce. They run on 100% renewable energy, and it's all about jobs and the economy there in central Queensland. Some almost 500 jobs during construction, but there'll be 200 ongoing jobs as well. So a really exciting day there in Gladstone.
And when do we expect this all to be in place?
Well, the construction will commence immediately. The plans are all done. It will be completed by 2026. So it's ready to go.
Wow. So,
and it's all been, the approvals are all in place.
Okay.
It's really exciting. This is the best quality in terms of purity alumina in the world.
Well, we were speaking with a listener the other day who, we do like an $1,000 quiz every day. He'd been made redundant recently. So if someone like him wants to, perhaps is eligible to go and get one of these jobs that's been created, is it Alpha HPA who they go to, or who do you think they'll be able to?
Absolutely. Yeah, they'll be looking after, well, firstly, there'll be jobs in construction over the next 2 years, and then there'll be these ongoing jobs as well. But there's been a lot of exciting announcements there. There's been the electrolyzers announcement just a couple of weeks ago, and there's a lot happening there in central Queensland. There's been major advances and announcements about solar farms. So there's a lot going on there, which will really secure the region's future. I was there at the port yesterday as well. And the port there, of course, has been a real driver, not just of the local economy, but the entire national economy as well.
I'm glad to hear the money is there ready to be utilised to get on with this project, because we did just hear in the news earlier that chequebooks are soon to be made extinct, so we didn't want to be handing over a cheque that takes, you know, 5 years to cash in. But did you get to catch up? Did you get to catch up with our Mayor, Matty Burnett, there as well?
I didn't catch up with Matty yesterday.
Where was he?
He was in Brisbane. I spoke to him and expressed my disappointment, I've got to say. He was hosting all the Queensland mayors that have just been elected down there in Brisbane at the State Parliament. So Stephen Miles was with me yesterday, and he was travelling back to host the function.
Oh, there you go.
Someone might need to remind Matt Burnett who butters his bread, because you don't stand up the Prime Minister of Australia, I wouldn't have thought.
Well, you know, Matty's like that. You know, he's Gladstone first.
Yes,
he is. Oh, very true.
he's a good fella.
Did you get to enjoy any of the venues around Gladstone? Pinky and I created a signature beer at Ward's Brewery down there.
Ooh,
did you manage to get swing through?
Oh, I missed that. I went to beforehand. There was an event there celebrating the 1,000th LNG export out of the port there, and they set up a marquee there right on the waterfront, which is such a great spot. So I was there beforehand, and some students from a couple of local schools, including the local state high school, came down to say g'day and have a chat. So it was terrific.
Excellent. Well, just so you are aware, Anthony and I are currently fundraising and campaigning against each other to raise money for a really important cause, the Fitzroy Community Hospice. And I love to catch you up on our local news when you call the show. So indeed. Of the 9 hospices in Queensland, Prime Minister, most are in southeast Queensland and none are north of Hervey Bay. So we've had this incredibly dedicated voluntary committee put one together, and it just now needs finalising touches like furnishings. So tomorrow morning, depending on whether or not we raise $5,000 each, depends on whether or not ourselves and other people in the community will get hoisted up in a crane. So on that note, I wondered if you might be able to spot me a pineapple and donate to this great cause, Prime Minister.
Absolutely. How could I resist such a pitch?
There you go.
A good cause.
Yes, it's an amazing cause.
Good on you for raising money there.
Okay.
It is important that people have access to services wherever they live. So,
yes.
Yeah, a pineapple is indeed on its way. And don't worry, I won't send you a check.
That's true. I'll send the link to your great officer who helped organise this chat this morning. I'll send it at least.
This raises
your people will talk to
yeah,
my
people. Yeah, that's the one.
Pinky doesn't have people. I've employed. Pinky's doing. She's an independent running prime minister.
Yes, I am.
I've employed a team under me. I've got a campaign manager. I've got little minions working all around, and yet still, this brings me to a very important point. I'm getting absolutely flogged in the polls here. Pinky's raised nearly $2,000 more than me. Do you have any advice? We're in the final 24 hours of the election. You're not going well in the polls. What do you do? What do I do?
Mate, you've got to pitch harder. Like, Pinky, you had the opportunity to jump in and a pitch for a pineapple before she did, and Pinky just got ahead of you. So that's a bit of a sign, I reckon, of why this is happening.
Okay.
You can rely upon a team, but you need to lead.
Maybe I'll try and capture
some... That's the lesson here, Anthony.
I'm going to try and capture some footage of Pinky tackling a 10-year-old at, like, a sports function, the same way ScoMo got caught.
Yeah, that works. That didn't end up very well for him.
Yeah, thanks, Anthony.
Note to file, when playing sport with little kids, try not to crush them.
In fairness, I was holding the ball. Like, he had him fair and square, arms pinned.
Well, speaking of teamwork, how are you feeling about the Rabbitohs this year?
Oh, gee, it's been a tough beginning of the season, hasn't it? We're a resilient bunch. We went 43 years in between our 20th and 21st premiership. So,
goodness.
Wow.
You know, we were running for... My theory is this. Last year, we were running first halfway through the comp, and then we turned to dust and didn't make the finals. So this year we're starting slow in order to build up momentum for September. That's my theory anyway. We'll see how that works. And this week, I do note, we are certain to get the 2 points. That may or may not be because we got the bye.
There we go. Team analysis there. Yes.
The
prediction.
Man of many talents. You've been very generous with your time, Prime Minister. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning, and hopefully we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you very much, guys, and pineapples on its way.
Yes!
Oh, no!
Oh, I'm stoked. Thank you so much.
The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, in the region, delivering a future made in Australia.